It's time for those that are not our friends. It's the reasons why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Although we all do have that one friend, don't we?
Bruh.
I know. They're not moving much today. Let us start why we can't have nice things up in the heavens.
Aww.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin company has some catching up to do behind Elon's SpaceX, and heck, even NASA's putting people back up into space, so they're trying to get this new Glenn rocket up and running.
Glenn?
And, yeah, I don't know why they call it that, but New Glenn is
new
the name.
New Glenn, not old Glenn.
No.
And don't even call him old.
No.
No way.
It's in its third flight, and the good news is it launched and then it came back like it was supposed to, but while it was up there and it was putting a big payload up in the space regions, a direct to cell phone communication satellite, it accidentally put it in the wrong orbit.
Oh
yeah,
I hate that.
Completely now making it totally useless. The cost of the satellite was not revealed.
I was going to say.
But the company did say, it's all right. It's fully insured.
Who insures it?
I don't know. That's way more than a farmer's policy there.
You know, going for a drive can be fun. Not at the 2030 split, but there's nonetheless. Here is something to make the ride easier. A Chinese car maker has created an in-vehicle toilet that's voice activated.
Hey, there you
for
go.
For life's little emergencies.
Hmm.
Slides right out from under the passenger seat.
Okay.
And it comes with all the things you need to know.
This is exciting.
A rotating heat element, a fan, and even exhaust.
Well, I mean, you know, it's it's a different kind of game of Let us go to just this headline. Bald man in leopard print leotard spotted riding Victorian bicycle in the rain.
So many layers to that.
I mean, I don't know if we need any.
That's it. Stay in your cars and roll up your windows. Not exactly what you want to hear when you're driving to work, but here we are. It all went down in Knoxville, Tennessee, where a truck carrying 1 million bees crashed.
Oh.
The cargo let loose. But don't worry, because they say that all those bees were eventually gathered.
Oh, okay.
Is someone counting all 1 million of them?
Was it a sting operation? Let's go to Louisiana. And they caught a motorcyclist there who had quite a bit of a record. So there are times when people keep receipts, right? But necessarily not all instances do you want to do that, especially if you've gotten away with something you shouldn't have. So last Monday, police in Louisiana caught a guy on a motorcycle, and apparently they've been looking for him for a while. And even if these particular officers didn't recognize him, this helped. The guy had a tally. A running count above the wheel of his motorcycle with the number of times he's evidently outrun the cops.
Oh, boy.
It says, P-I-G-S, evaded, and there were 11 hash marks.
Mm.
It's unclear what charges the man is ultimately going to be facing in all of this, but the police said, yeah, we've been needing him for a while. Don't keep track of it. You're not a World War I ace.
So, shocker, drones may not have the love and compassion of a human being. Legions of Amazon customers are not pleased as the mini delivery devices are dropping items, damaging things. And one gal by the name of Tamara Hancock promptly called the supervisor.
Oh, is that
it? I think she actually probably did a social post because that's what we do now. Yeah, this drone dropped her blueberry syrup. It then exploded. And guess what? Who's going to clean this mess up? Not me, Tamara. Uh-uh. No way.
Yeah, don't fly them over Hood County. They'll get shot. Blueberry syrup going up in flames. And we'll finish on the left coast. Three California residents have now been sentenced in a very, never heard this one before, bizarre insurance fraud scheme. It all starts from a claim suspects filed for their insurance company saying a bear got into their car, which was a 2010 Rolls-Royce Ghost. This was back January of 2024. Well, there have been other claims all about bears out in California. We've even talked about some of these stories ripping into these cars and tearing them apart.
They're all over Lake Tahoe. You can't leave anything in your car.
Well, according to Operation Bear Claw, which is what the police call this investigation, they have traced three suspects and six fraudulent claims of not bears tearing into cars, but instead Alfia Zuckerman, Ruben Tamrazian, and Vahe Muradkanyan of dressing up as bears and going out and ripping apart their cars.
The Baylor mascot is...
Officials say the total cost of the insurance companies is well over $500,000. Throw them in wearing the bear suit.
Dum, 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 dum.